Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 15th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masech de Gittin, Perek Ravi, Mishnah Vav. Hamecher Avde Legoi, person who sells his Eved Kanani to a non-Jew, to a Goy. Oy Lechutzaretz, who sells him outside Israel, to a buyer that's outside Israel. Yotze Ben Chorin, the man goes free. What do you mean goes free? We have to make sure he goes free. We make a knas, we make a penalty on the person, the Jewish owner who sold him to a non-Jewish owner, to redeem him, even up to 10 times the value of that Eved Kanani. He might have to pay a fortune. Why? Why are the Chacham so angry? Because that while the Eved Kanani was owned by a Jewish master, he's chayv in all mitzvahs like a woman. He's almost, inverted commas, half Jewish. After he redeems him, then he goes out free completely. He's chayv like he's a fully-fledged Jew with all the mitzvahs. The Chacham, therefore, were upset that he sold him to a goy, and now he takes him away from mitzvahs. Similarly, if a Eved ran away from a goy, he would not go back to his master for that reason. However, the Gemara explains that he still needs, the Eved Kanani still needs a shtar shikro, still needs a document of release, a document of freedom from his first master, from the Jewish master. Unless he wrote the following words to his Eved when he sold him to the goy, and he wrote, "When you run away from him, I don't want to know anything about you." That's effectively equivalent to shichra. That's in the case of selling the Eved Kanani to a goy. What about selling an Eved Kanani to Echutz Aretz, outside Israel, even to a Jewish owner? We say the Eved goes out lecheres. The Eved goes out free, because what he's done is he's taken him out from Eretz Israel. And because you took that Eved Kanani outside of Israel, for that reason the Chachamim put a penalty on him, and they said that the Eved goes out free. Now the Gemara explains that in such a case, we would require a shtar shikro from the second owner, and we would force him to write a shtar shikro. Because the Chachamim say a famous rule, lav achbra ganva chura ganva. It's not the rat that made that's the ganav, it's the hole that lets the mouse in. That's the gun. In other words, if for every buyer, there's going to be a willing seller. And it's because the buyer who was living outside Eretz Israel, he offered the money to buy the Eved Kanani. For that reason, we say we're going to put a penalize on him, and we tell him that he has to let the Eved go free. Then there's another Takon Lachom said, "Ein poidines hashvuim yoser al kedei demehen b'pnei tikkun olam." We are not allowed to redeem captives for more than their value because of Tikkun Olam. What does that mean? Because it's a remedy for what could happen otherwise. If the goyim start seeing that we are redeeming captives for much, much more than they're worth, then it'll increase the captives. It'll provide an incentive for them to capture more. Ve'in marvichin es hashvuin. We don't make plans in order to free hostages. Why don't we do that? Mipnei tikkun olam, again, because if the goyim see that they've freed the hostages, then they're going to be even more cruel with the hostages, further hostages that are coming to them. So don't try to make tachbulim, don't try to make plans in order to free them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer, mipnei takonas hashvoin. He's not worried about future captives or future hostages. He says that there is a takana for the shvuim, for the hostages that are now in the hands of the goyim. If one of them escapes, if you make an escape for one of them, they're going to be so tough with the ones that remain, and therefore Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, don't do it. However, if there would only be one shavui, only one person in one hostage, then Rav Shmuel Gamliel would agree that there's no hakpada, there's no problem about releasing him and making plans to get him out, because there are no other hostages in that situation. And finally, says the Mishnah, "Ve'ein loikhim seforim tefillin u'mezuzos min hagoyim yoser al kedei demein b'pnei tikkun olam." We do not buy tefillin and mezuzos which goyim have stolen, if it's a lot more than what they're worth. Again, b'pnei tikkun olam, it's a remedy to stop this happening further. If the goyim see that they can get such a price, much more than what its value is in a shop, and they can do that, then they're going to encourage them to steal more, to steal more sfer and tefillin and mezuzos from the yidden. Mishnah Zayin. Hamoitzis ishto mishum shemra. Person who divorces his wife because of a bad name came. She was mezana. Lo yachzir. We say he's not allowed to take it ever back again. What's the reason? The Gemara explains that we are worried that she might go and get married to another man. And it turns out that the Shemra was wrong, the rumors were wrong. And the Megarish, the one who divorces her, will say, oh, if I would have known that she's not such a bad woman, that the Shemra was wrong, then I would never even Megarish her. Now that's terrible, because that would effectively make the get bottle, and the children who were born from the second husband would be Mamzerim, because she was an Eshashish, they were born of a married woman. But to stop this happening, the Chachamim said that if a person is ever Megarish, if ever he divorces his wife because of a bad name, we tell him, you're divorcing her, you'll never take her back again, even if it turns out to be wrong. We warn him about that at the time he's Megarisha. And if he still goes ahead with do it, then he can never backtrack and say, oh, if I would have known. Because he was told right now that this is it. You Megarish the wife, you'll never see her again. Mishum Neder. Similarly, if a person, says the Mishnah, was Megarish, he divorced his wife because she made a neder, and he said, I do not want to have an Isha Nidronis. I don't want to have a woman who makes Nidorim. Le Yachzir. Again, we say he's not allowed to take him back. Also Le Yachzir, for the same reason. We're worrying about a Kilkel. Maybe he'll come after she get married to someone else, and he's going to say, Ilu Yodaiti, if I would have known that it's possible to be Matir the neder, I would have never divorced her. And then the get would be bottle, and then chas v'shalom, the children would be mamzerim from the next husband. For this reason, we tell him, listen, when you are divorcing your wife because she makes an adorim, she makes vows, you are hereby saying and declaring that you will never take her back again. So I want you to know, we want you to know, that now if you divorce her, that's it. Well, he can't come back again and said, if I would have known that I can get rid of the netter, he can't do that anymore. Because now he's been told right from the front, this is it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol neder sheyodu boi rabim lo yachzir. Any neder that's known by the public, then if that's the reason that he's divorcing her, then he's not allowed to take her back again. But v'shelo yodu boi rabim, if she made a neder that people don't know about, yachzir, he's allowed to take her back again. What's the reason? Rabbi Yehuda holds that what the Chachamim say, if one divorces his wife because of a bad name or because of a neder, he's not allowed to take her back. It's not because we're worried that he will regret his decision and she'll be a mamzer and she'll be won't be, she won't be properly divorced. It's simply not because of that. It's because of a knas. It's a penalty. The Chacham did not want women going around with nedarim, making vows, or becoming immodest and being having a shemra about them, and that's why. If she made a neder that the public know about, that's a very strict neder, it's a strict vow. And because it was made in public, there's no way you can break it. The Chacham made a penalty. Okay, such a wife, don't take her back again. This is breaking the boundaries of what's acceptable. But if it's a vow that they don't know about, the Rabbim don't know about it, then he's allowed to take it back again. The neder can be broken. There's not so much of a pritzus, as we call it, not so much of breaking boundaries, and therefore the Chacham did not make a penalty. It's a totally different reason than the Tanakama. Rabbi Meir says, Kol neder shetzorich hakiras chacham. Any neder that requires investigation of a chacham, lo yachzir, then he shouldn't take it back. Rabbi Meir holds that like the Tanakhama, that the reason is because we are worried that there'll be a kilkel, there'll be a disaster. He'll come along and he'll say that if I would have known that I could have broken the neder, etc., then it would have been different. Except that he holds that this can only be said, or this can only happen, if it's a neder that requires a chacham to be matirit, it requires a chacham to release it. Then the husband can ruin the get, spoil the get, by saying, oh, I thought that there was no way we could matter the neder. If I would have known that a chacham could matter it, then I wouldn't have divorced her. That's a problem. And that's when the chacham made put their foot down and said, you're divorcing her because of a neder that a chacham could matter? No. Now, such a neder that requires investigation, chacham, you should know, this is it. You divorce her, but you can't take her back. However, if it's a neder of vow which does not require a chacham to be matrit, it's one which the husband himself could have broken it, So there was no reason that he could that he can't say, "Oh, if I would have known." What do you mean if you would have known that you about matter and the nadir? You don't need to have atos and darim. You could have broken the nadir. And if you still divorced her without breaking the nadir, that shows that you really meant to make a gerushin, a proper divorce, and that and for such a thing we say yachzi, he's allowed to take it back again. We're not worrying about kilkul, about spoiling the get. Now comes yet a fourth opinion. We've had three opinions so far. The Tanakama, who holds it's because of kilkul, he might spoil the get. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's got nothing to do with kilkul spoiling the get, but it's because it's a knas, it's a penalty for the woman. Then we had a third opinion, Rabbi Meir, who says, like the Tanakama, we are worried about a disaster that the husband might spoil the get, but only in certain types of nadarim, ones that require hatoras nadarim. And now we have a fourth opinion, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo yosru zel ela mipnei zeh. Rabbi Elazar holds exactly the opposite. He argues Rabbi Meir. He says that if she made a neder that requires a chakiras chacham, that requires hatoras nadarim, then we're not worried about him spoiling the get. Because he's not able to say, oh, if I would have known that a chacham could be matir the neder, I wouldn't have divorced her. He can't say that. Why? Because even if he would have known, he would have divorced her anyway. Why? Because we assume, there's an assumption the chachamim have, that a man does not want to have put his wife through the bizoyon, through the shame of a beis din. It's very embarrassing to go to a beis din and getting out to us and darim. He'd prefer to divorce her rather than taking her to beis din. But the Chachamim made a geder. What did they say? They said, we're going to make a gezerah in a neder that requires a toras nadarim, even though really they don't require it there because he can't spoil the get there, because of the neder that doesn't require toras nadarim, that he could break. That's the one we were worried about spoiling it. Rabbi Elazar holds that where the wife made a neder that he could have broken, the husband could have broken, that's where we're more worried about the husband spoiling the get. And he could have said, oh, I didn't know that I have the power to break a neder. Would never have divorced her. And that's why he's not allowed to take her back again. And the Rabbi Elazar says that's the ikur gezerah, the main gezerah the Chachamim made is because of that neder. And on the back of that, they said, well, we'll also include a neder which requires just hataras nadarim. We'll include that as well, that he can't take her back again. But really, the main gezerah was because of the one that he could break, the neder they can break. So, ineffectively, Rabbi Elazar is very much like the Tanakama. So it's a fourth opinion in a sense, but it's like the Tanakama that, yes, it's because of spoiling the get, and we make no difference between what type of neder. The reasoning is a little bit different, but the outcome is the same, really, as the Tanakam. Omar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Now, the Gemara says, before we read the next few words, we should really insert, the Mishnah is a little bit short, it's a little bit missing, and we should insert the following disclaimer. B'mer devarim amurim, when do we say that a man cannot take back his wife? It's when she made, after he divorces her because of the neder, it's when she made the neder. She made the vow, and then we say if he divorces her because of that, he can't take her back because of what he could, either because of the spoiling the get or because of a kenas. But if he made a neder, if the husband made a vow that he's going to divorce his wife, and he divorced her, then he can take her back. We're not worried about spoiling the get. And indeed, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, Maisa, there was a story to prove this, but Sidon, it happened in a city called Sidon. Be'echad shomer l'ishto, about a man who said to his wife, koinim im einim agershach, I ban all fruits from me, I ban all things from me, like a korban, if I don't divorce you. In other words, he made a neder to divorce her. V'gersha, and he divorced her because of that neder. V'hitiru lo chachamim shachzirena, and the chachamim allowed him to take her back again, only because of the following, and that is that the Chachamim only said that you can't take her back. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. They said it's only because there's a remedy, the worrying about spoiling the get, which would happen if she made the neder and he, therefore, based the get on that. Then we're worried about kilkul, we're worried about disaster. He'll say, oh, if I would have known. But if he himself makes the neder that he's gone to divorce his wife, and then afterwards he regrets and he says, no, I'd like to take her back again, that's fine. Then we say they can do that because there's no problem there. The Chacham said he's allowed to take her back then.